Kirby, thank you so much for joining us again on Gelsberg Live.
Great Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We wanted to talk about this, the whole COVID-19 situation. And when it first started, you mentioned to me that the very first impact was the fact that a lot of your blood drives were being canceled.
Yeah, this was going back into the first and second week of March. As employers, you know, some of the larger companies around the region were really seeing this. We all kind of knew it was coming, you know, if you're watching the news, but we saw some policies change at some of the bigger businesses where we hold blood drives.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, we're implementing something new. We can't have visitors on site, and it's going to impact our ability to have a blood drive.
Right.
Or even, you know, we think we might have to send people home into a work-from-home environment, and that means we can't have a blood drive.
Yeah.
Well, soon after that, the schools began to cancel. And, you know, when there's no school, there's not going to be any blood drive either.
Yeah.
And so all of that really began to add up and snowball. And, you know, first we had 100 cancellations, and then it was, you know, 500 and 1,000. And believe it or not, we've totaled all of the cancellations for our entire organization from March up through August, and it's getting near 20,000 cancellations from blood drives that, you know, we had on our books, we expected that we would have, and now we're not.
That's astonishing.
It's just been...
Wow.
You know, the impact on the blood supply is just like everything else. I mean, so much has changed and different. So we've had to act, obviously.
Right. So when you started seeing all these cancellations of the blood drives that are so important for the blood supply, you were concerned about the blood supply, but then you found out that that wasn't the case, at least in the beginning, right?
Yeah. You know, the one thing we always know is we want to balance the use of blood with blood collection, or we know that we are collecting enough so that hospitals can keep pace with patient needs and patient care.
Yes.
And so while we saw those blood drive cancellations in the beginning, soon thereafter we realized that the hospitals were changing some of their policies, and they weren't doing, for instance, elective surgeries.
Yeah.
And the impact on the use of blood was pretty dramatic. We got down as low as about 60% of normal blood utilization. And in a way, that saved the day, in a sense, because we had a lot of blood drive cancellations. We were really dealing with that. Now, donors were coming forward also and hearing the message of how much they were needed, but we weren't collecting anywhere near normal levels. And I'll say, fortunately, hospitals didn't need as much either, because there was a period of time in March and through most of April when activity at hospitals was so much less.
Right.
That we could get by with what we had.
Right.
And so we never ran into a shortage. But, of course, now that's changing back the other way.
So now that things are opening up a little bit more, and now hospitals are doing elective surgeries now, how are people, but even though blood drives are being canceled, how are you able to collect donations?
Well, you know, it's been a challenge, but we're keeping up. And here's how. I mean, it's always with the support of donors, those generous volunteers who step forward and will make an appointment at our donation centers and will come to a blood drive that hasn't been canceled. We're doing some things differently. For one, we have to have appointments. We do not allow walk-ins right now.
Yes.
Because we've got to control the pacing and so forth. And there's all kinds of things we do at a blood drive to maintain a safe and hygienic environment.
Yes.
But we have added hours of collection at our donation centers. We've added new mobile blood drives where we can. They haven't all been canceled. And some of the hospitals, especially that we work with, have been wonderful about finding alternate locations for their blood drive. You know, maybe they had a policy, you can't come into the hospital, but you know what, the YMCA down the street, they're closed right now, but they'll have you for their blood drive that it was originally planned to be at the hospital. They found a partnership in the community, and we've done that in Kewaunee and over in Monmouth with great support. And so it's finding alternatives that making it work.
So people are still able to donate here in Gelsberg at the donor center. They just have to make an appointment.
Yeah.
How do they do that, Kirby?
Call us up is the easiest way, I think. It's 800- 800- 747 5401. If people like to schedule online, the web address is bloodcenter.org. And you can go really fancy if you want to download our app, and you can find that on our webpage. Again, bloodcenter.org. Look for the Blood Center Impact app there. And you can schedule, you know, directly from a smartphone and get right into our scheduling system. Having appointment schedules is better for us right now than accepting walk-ins because we can control the donor flow. We know how many people are going to come at a given time. And that permits us to have appropriate spacing for social distancing. You know, we're doing a lot of things different. We're asking donors to act a little bit differently nowadays, but we're still getting the product out the door because we have that support in the community. But we do see the use at hospitals coming back up closer to normal levels now, and we still have the challenges. So we're asking, as we always do, for donors to help us keep pace with the demand for blood.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, just what it's about and how much area you cover and all that.
Very good. We are a not-for-profit, community-based blood center in Galesburg. We have a donation center on Knox Square Drive. It's kind of up by Walmart and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
We've been in the community a long time as a provider of blood and blood components. We serve OSF St. Mary. We're at the OSF healthcare facilities in Kewaunee and Monmouth and Peoria now, as well as Unity Point Health Methodist in Peoria. And we serve all of the hospitals in the Quad Cities. So, you know, local healthcare, local needs, or if you're going north, south, east, and west, up and down I-74, we're the provider there as well. And, you know, what we do is very straightforward. We work with volunteer blood donors and provide a resource, blood components, that can be given in patient transfusions at those hospitals. Of course, they're used for all manner of reasons. You know, we think of the car accidents and the traumas, this blood loss, of course, surgical procedures requiring a blood transfusion. The cancer treatment is actually the number one reason blood is transfused all across the country. And so, you know, people who are willing to step forward and donate blood are providing a product that they really don't know where it's going to be used exactly or who that recipient is and what their reason for needing a blood transfusion might be. But a donor will know that they're making a difference. You know, they're helping, in some cases, save a patient's life. And that impacts, you know, not only that patient, but their family and friends and loved ones and their entire community. So it's an honor, really, to get to work within the blood center. And I just do the communication end of it, let alone the actual, you know, the blood collection and my colleagues who work in the testing lab and the distribution to hospitals. It's an organization that, you know, we never close. There's always somebody there to make a delivery or answer the phones working with our hospitals. And, you know, we're very proud to have the support of such wonderful volunteers in the community who are willing to step forward as blood donors.
Sure. Are all of your donor centers kind of similar to Galesburg, or some are bigger, or some are smaller?
Yeah, they really do look fairly similar. You know, it's often located in retail shopping areas because we want to be where people are going.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you think about where we are in Galesburg, you know, there's a number of different spots where you might shop or go out to eat and that kind of thing, you know, either right downtown or there on the north side where we are. But we tend to be located in those types of places, you know, a strip mall or near some other retail and dining. You know, size-wise, that one might be a little bit smaller than at least it's in the category of one of our smaller donor centers.
Sure.
But they are really roughly, you know, about that size. In Springfield, we've got a pretty good size facility. The headquarters in Davenport is a little bit larger also. But, yeah, they do tend to look about like that, although it's also not quite like going to McDonald's where you can just about see all the same things, you know, within a franchise. They do kind of vary according to their layout.
That's right.
Depending on which one you're visiting.
Yeah, and you have mobile units that will go out to different communities,
yeah,
too.
So important. I mean, the mobile blood drives are very important for us, and we're very grateful to the blood drive coordinators and the organizations that have us come into their, you know, shops and schools and churches and establishments. That's been hard hit in the pandemic because on the mobile blood drives, there's a lot of organizations that haven't been able to have us, even though they would like to. And yet there are others who said, sure, we can grow our event or we can make room for more donors, and we appreciate that. A mobile blood drive is, you know, where we bring the equipment and the staff, and we show up an hour or so before the event scheduled to begin, and we'll take an empty space and set up everything we need to do a blood drive, pre-donation screening, donation chairs, post-donation refreshments. All of the computers and technology and equipment that we need. And then we hold the blood drive, and afterwards we tear down, and by the end of the day, it's like we were never there. And so, you know, staff work really hard on those events, and they work with some wonderful volunteers who are willing to help us set up and recruit those donors and ensure we have an appropriate space.
We were talking about mobile blood drives. Many have been canceled because of the COVID-19 situation that we're in, but not all of them have been canceled. And you are scheduling blood drives if people are interested in doing that.
Yeah, there may be a group out there, you know, someone listening who might be thinking, well, maybe we could pull off a blood drive through my church or through my employer or civic club or whatever it might be. And that's so important because we've really been hit by the blood drive cancellations. There are groups that just can't do a blood drive right now who always have. And the reasons might be employees are working from home. Or, of course, now it's summertime and school's out, but we lost a lot of all of our school blood drives there in March and April. And it's had a big impact. So if you think your group might be able to have us find out, you know, look us up at bloodcenter.org. You'll find the number, you'll call and say, hey, we think we might be able to do a blood drive. We'll be happy to talk with you about that. Really, all summer long, the need is going to be there, even under, you know, shelter-in-place orders and all the various things that have been implemented. Blood donation is allowed all the way through, and that's because it's really looked at as a critical health infrastructure. You know, everybody understands we need blood components available for patient care. And so blood drives and blood collection is permitted to go on. However, we have made a number of changes in how we operate. You know, no surprise there. Everybody's changed how you do business. And so a biggie, number one, is requiring appointments for blood donation. You know, typically we would be thrilled to have a walk-in because we're always thrilled to have one more donor.
Yeah.
And as it is now, we've just really got to manage donor flow and how many people are inside the facility at one time. And the best way to do that is schedule appointments, so we're in control of the flow. We do now also require a face covering, you know, so a mask or a cloth face covering. When you come to a blood drive or a donor center, we'll provide that if you don't have one. But that's helping us, you know, contain, like, say, coughs and sneezes and just helps promote good infection control.
Of course.
Inside of that facility. Now, we do really only expect that healthy people are ever at a blood drive.
Right.
Part of that is you know, we have the pre-donation screening where we're taking temperatures and checking the heart rate and blood pressure and so forth. But we're also asking people on phone, even when they schedule the appointment, about any possible exposure to COVID-19 or someone who was positive. And, you know, if you have a fever, don't feel well, a cough, any of the symptoms, please don't come and give blood.
That's right.
We're also doing, we have some extra spacing in our waiting areas and post-donation recovering areas. Of course, when you give blood, we're not going to say the phlebotomist will be 6 feet or more away from the donor at all times. Obviously, that's just not possible
right.
To collect a unit of blood. But we're going to do everything that we can do operationally to ensure that we have a safe and hygienic environment. And we're very grateful for all the folks who've been willing to come out and donate and ensure the blood supply is on track during this time.
That's right. Kirby Wynn is joining us from Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. We featured Kirby before here on our show, and we appreciate him coming back to talk to us during this time. How has your staff been during all of this? I mean, it's they're just as much frontline people as any of the healthcare workers. Yeah. You have many nurses that work for you and
we do, yeah.
Wonderful people. How's everybody doing?
I think there's a real sense of pride in, this term we hadn't much thought about before all of this is essential worker.
Yeah.
And, what's it mean to be an essential worker? If you go into work at the hospital or a nursing care center, you're providing meals at a location. And, I mean, of course, all work is important, Chris. I believe that. But when you're in a group that says, no, this category over here is going to be asked to stay home for a little while, but you can't because what you're doing has to be done on site, and it's very important because it's going to help save lives. I see people kind of standing tall and puffing out their chest a little bit into that. As people, especially in March and April, were concerned about going anywhere, even the grocery store or, not that the teams didn't have maybe a little bit of trepidation about being out there, but also an understanding of this is an important mission, and that they're going to go somewhere and collect blood from a volunteer who's willing to come, and make the donation, and they're going to do the job right. And provide ultimately a component of blood that's used for patient transfusions at hospitals. And, we've got our blood collection teams, but thinking also the folks who go out and make deliveries. Yes. Many are volunteers and also some staff. They're going right into the hospitals.
Yes.
And so they were directed to not go into patient care areas or be in spaces where they might have an exposure themselves to COVID-19, and there's ways to do that in terms of just our communication with the hospitals and understanding how all of that works. But I think overwhelmingly a real sense of pride and satisfaction in doing this essential work during a challenging time. That's
right.
What I've seen.
Right. Kirby Wynn is from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. We're glad to have him with us on Galesburg Live to talk about kind of what's been going on during this whole COVID situation, how it affects the blood supply. But it's more than just blood. It's also plasma. And I'm going to use this term, convalescent plasma. Could you talk to us about that?
This is something we can actually use as medicine and give it in patient transfusions to someone who is battling a COVID-19 infection,
wow.
Might be very ill, even on a ventilator in a hospital, and it can help them get better. And the amazing thing is that I'm going to say medicine, but it's the plasma that contains antibodies that were developed in the donor when they themselves had a COVID-19 infection. So it's not manufactured in a lab. It's like any other blood component that we give in a transfusion, that it comes from a volunteer donor.
A volunteer donor.
Here's how it works.
A volunteer donor who had COVID-19, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, it's a requirement before we'll schedule you for donation as a convalescent plasma donor. We've got to know that you had a positive test for COVID-19.
Wow.
Not just symptoms or hey, I didn't feel well and that kind of thing, but that positive test. And then you come in, you give plasma, we measure it afterwards and understand the concentration, call it the titer, but how the antibodies are present and in what number or what volume, and then it's provided actually as an aliquot. There's another term for you, but it's portioned out. What I mean is a single donation is going to make multiple units that can be given to different patients around our service region. So really a wonderful program. And I've had a chance to meet a number of folks who got sick. They've told me their stories of, I didn't feel well, and here's what happened. I mean, some even sick enough themselves to have been hospitalized. But then after all of this, you know, once they've gotten better, I want to be very clear, we don't really see people for this until they're 28 days after having symptoms.
Gotcha.
So some time's gone by, but they still have the antibodies present in their plasma. We schedule them at a donation center where we've got some specialized equipment that can draw that unit of plasma, specifically just taking the plasma, and then we, you know, run it through the system, get it out to hospitals, and you know, we've heard some great stories. It's just, you know, kind of anecdotal here and there, but of patients who were very, very ill, got off a ventilator and are ready to be released from the hospital. You know, not a miracle cure or anything like that, but it you know, there's some, we know, very sick people with COVID-19 infections, and this is something that can help. And it is really neat how it actually comes from somebody else who had the infection.
You have a video. We're going to share the audio from this. Could you tell us about this?
You know, there's so many good stories from the people who've been able to come out and give plasma. And it's happening all across our service region. In fact, I should probably mention, if folks are hearing this who had a positive test or known exposure to COVID-19, look up this information about plasma donation at bloodcenter.org, and you might learn something that triggers you to, you know, complete that donor referral form and learn about the process if you're eligible to be a part of this.
Yeah.
What the video does, this also is on our webpage, but I think it translates really well to radio. It just kind of talks about how, in simple terms, you know, we're not doing high-end or technical medical language here, but what convalescent plasma donation is and how people can step forward and be part of that process.
Our lives have changed in ways we never saw coming. New words, new behaviors, new routines. But as much as our world, our country, our cities, our neighborhoods, and our lives have changed, what hasn't changed is hope, compassion, and purpose. Our mission at the Blood Center, in fact, has never been more vital, because the plasma we get from recently recovered COVID-19 patients may be a literal lifeline to provide the antibodies against COVID-19. The Blood Center provides this plasma to give patients a fighting chance in hospitals we serve, by connecting donors with patients in need. And one connection at a time, our mission does help change the world. This is an extraordinary time for all of us, and we'd like you to consider this. If you've had a COVID-19 infection and have fully recovered, you may have the power to help, to take someone off a ventilator, to give them a chance. And that person is not hundreds of miles away. They're right here. So please, go to bloodcenter.org right now. Donors are coming forward to help in so many ways, joining our mission by giving blood, platelets, plasma, and the most important thing of all, hope.
That was great. Kirby, thank you for sharing that with us. What is the website again that people can, if they'd like more information about donating plasma?
Yeah, you can always find us at bloodcenter.org. Pretty simple web address. And, you know, we know there are folks out there listening potentially who had that COVID-19 test and it was positive. Of course, we hope there aren't very many, and we don't want anybody to get sick. And you can look up our info on convalescent plasma donation at bloodcenter.org. But if you don't qualify because you haven't been sick, you also will find all of the info on blood drives and standard blood donation there as well.
That's right. Kirby Wynn is joining us from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, donor center right here in Galesburg out by Super Walmart here in town. And there's a big day for you and your team coming up on June 14th.
Yeah, you know, June 14th is Flag Day. And it's my sister and brother-in-law's wedding anniversary.
Okay.
But more important to the topic at hand is it's World Blood Donor Day.
Okay.
And, you know, blood collection agencies exist all around the world. And it's kind of neat, you know, when you're inside the industry and you look at what's going on in India and New Zealand and, you know, France and Germany. And, you know, we work a lot actually with the Blood Center in Canada, just as part of a North America focus group that we're in. And so there are volunteers worldwide willing and who do donate blood. And we celebrate World Blood Donor Day on June 14th because here's some trivia for you. I'm sure you know this, Chris,
because
you're very knowledgeable.
Right.
But you'll win a trivia contest if anyone ever asks, what is the date of birth of the researcher who identified the different blood groups like type A and B and O and AB, as well as the Rh factor? Wow. That individual's date of birth is June 14th, Dr. Carl Landsteiner. So now you know.
Okay. And he discovered the different blood types.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know, there was a time that we did not know that there were different types of blood. And it affects patient transfusions and patient care greatly because there are some blood types you just can't give to others, or, you know, the idea of like everybody can receive type O negative, but if you have O negative blood, you can't get those other blood types.
Oh.
Well, if we didn't know that, you're going to do some serious harm to patients just giving them blood.
Right.
And
right.
So our understanding of the blood groups and the Rh factor comes from Dr. Carl Landsteiner, who is an Austrian, and did some of his work in Austria and then later also in the United States around the turn of the century, the early 1900s.
Right.
And we celebrate that. You know, those are very significant discoveries that Dr. Landsteiner made, and just the Landsteiner's date of birth again on June 14 for us falls at a really significant time because the blood supply is always challenged during the summer months.
Yes.
We don't have as many donors typically in the month of June as we would, for instance, in the months of February and March, mostly because school is out and people are on a little different schedule in the summertime. Of course, this year, everything's different,
right.
but also very challenging. And so it's a chance for us to acknowledge and thank donors for being a part of this movement, you know, that really is a global, worldwide, and it's a neat thing to see what other countries around the world are doing to celebrate blood donors also on June 14th.
Right. Kirby Wynn is from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, again, a local donation center out at Super Walmart here in Hidden Galesburg, talking about World Blood Donor Day on June 14th, and again, a great time to recognize those who are regular blood donors, but also maybe encourage others to take that step, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the 14th this year is on a Sunday.
Okay.
So make your appointment to come out and donate the following week. Or in particular, we're actually extending some hours and doing a special day of collection on June 22nd at the Galesburg Donor Center.
Okay.
And so if that happens to be a good day to make an appointment and give blood, call up or look us up online and ask for June 22 and help us fill out that schedule.
That's right. And again, we're quickly running out of time, Kirby, but you are still, just to reiterate, you are, even though, you know, the COVID-19 restrictions are out there, blood donations are considered an essential service, and you are still scheduling blood drives, you are still scheduling blood donations. People just need to make an appointment, and how can they do that again?
Look us up online at bloodcenter.org, or if you'd rather call us on the phone, it's an 800 number, so toll-free 800-747-5401, and just say you'd like to make an appointment, and the scheduling team will take it from there, and we'll be very grateful for that.
Excellent. Kirby, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live, and thank you to you and your entire team for everything you do and for continuing your important work.
Well, thanks a lot, Chris. It's a privilege to do it, and we appreciate the chance to get the word out. Thank you.
Yeah. Come and see us again soon, okay? When all this
sure.
opens up, we'd love to have you back in the studio again.
Yeah, I know. In person would be great.